WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.
Must be antisocial.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There is a vote this morning on a bill that could lead to a ban on TikTok.
We want TikTok to continue to operate. We just don't want the CCP to have its claws in it.
Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy tells Fox those Chinese claws are a national security threat. Surveillance of TikTok users, manipulation of content.
The social media app CEO has been on Capitol Hill this week meeting with folks trying to quell fears, so it shows they are definitely worried.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady says the bill
passed unanimously last week in a subcommittee, and it would allow the president to classify the app as a national security threat if under control of an adversarial country. So in that case, the app would be banned unless it cut ties with that country within 165 days.
President Biden has said he would sign the bill, but former President Trump worries a ban will only help Facebook, which he calls the true enemy. Now, those two are on a collision course in November after winning enough delegates in yesterday's primary to become presumptive nominees.
This was a great day of victory. Last week was something very special, Super Tuesday. But now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country.
The former president on Truth Social, Biden campaign co-chair Mitch Landrieu tells CNN.
You got a guy that wakes up, Joe Biden, every day fighting for the people of America, trying to include people, trying to think about the future. Donald Trump's thinking about the past. He's thinking about revenge.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running as an independent, is considering as his vice presidential running mate NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, or maybe pro wrestler and ex-Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has issued another nuclear warning.
In an interview today, Putin said his country is technically ready for nuclear war if there was an existential threat to Russia. Weapons, he said, exist in order to be used. There has been fear that Russia could use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott. The U.S. is sending more military aid to Ukraine, $300 million in weapons and ammo. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
The day before the TikTok vote, a big focus in the House was President Biden and his mishandling of classified documents. The special counsel who investigated testified.
I had to consider the president's memory and overall mental state and how a jury likely would perceive his memory and mental state in a criminal trial.
Robert Hur did not recommend charging the president, but Republican Congressman Daryl Issa asked him.
In this case, did you reach a conclusion that this man was outright innocent?
That conclusion is not reflected in my report.
White House, watch that testimony closely.
Spokesman Ian Sams says it's time to move on after the release of a transcript of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur in Hur's testimony on Capitol Hill.
When the decision is made that the case is over and the president has been fully cleared, it's over.
Hur did not charge anyone with willful retention of classified material, though he told lawmakers he did not exonerate the president. Sams responding to that.
We have a presumption of innocence. The whole point of this exercise is to decide whether that should be put into question.
Hur defended his work and his characterization of President Biden's faulty memory. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
At another House hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray talked about his concern terrorists could be among the migrants crossing the border illegally. In Massachusetts,
the U.S. Attorney's Office says four Philippine nationals were busted after they created hundreds of sham marriages between illegal migrants. The group is accused of creating an agency that charged migrants between $20,000 and $35,000 cash for the service. The district attorney's office says the agency created fake wedding ceremonies at parks, chapels, and other locations. Marcelito Benitez is also accused of helping the fake spouses practice interviews to prepare for the real ones with immigration authorities. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign County experiencing a shortage of election judges, and the effects are starting to take shape. Despite the 15 closures, there will be still 51 polling places open for voting throughout the county. Voters can cast their ballots at any polling place, regardless of their precinct location, as the polling places are universal. A man from Mattoon is under arrest on charges of criminal sexual assault involving a teen. Police say 52-year-old James Lyons arrested over the weekend. He is accused of having sex with a girl on multiple occasions between 2017 and 2022. She was under the age of 17. Lyons taken to the Coles County Detention Center. Fire hydrant flushing is underway in Gibson City this week. It began Sunday night. It's expected to continue for the rest of the week. Process is done 2 times per year and often results in rusty water being stirred up and flushed out of the city water system. They'll be making their way across the city throughout the week to complete the process. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Just after 8 o'clock, 8:06 to be exact, I'm Diane Ducey. Greg Soulier is our meteorologist. And boy, I just can't get any better. And I know that things are going to get, you know, a little cooler, but still, this is a great looking forecast, Greg.
Yeah, it certainly is, Diane. It continues on here. Yeah, we've got some rain in the forecast, and boy, nice time of the year to get that moisture back into the ground. Didn't have much really to speak of during the course of last harvest season. We actually made up for some of these soil moisture deficits in the fall and months during the month of January in the wintertime season around here. It was a lot more rain than anything snow, and some of the statistics closing out meteorological winter are certainly testifying to that. Wetter in some areas, others lack of snow, snow drought through the upper Midwest, northern Corn Belt and Great Lakes areas, and in some of those same spots, one of the warmest winters on record over the past 3 months in some areas from the Dakotas into the Midwest. So the beat goes on for the next couple of days, but we'll try to balance the books a little bit around here into next week. Out the north this morning, temperatures generally ranging through the 40s and closing in on the 50-degree mark. We'll close in on the 70-degree mark. Matter of fact, 71. Had been tracking a couple of sprinkles over the central part of the state, maybe one north west of Champaign County this morning. Otherwise, a stray shower late this afternoon. Stray shower around this evening, then after midnight tonight, showers and thunder will come a call and lows down to 56. That's cold front number one that approaches from the northwest. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. A break, more widespread in the activity tomorrow afternoon. The high close to 70 with south-southwesterly wind shifting northwest tomorrow night. That's cold front passage number one with some evening showers and a low down to 45. Mostly cloudy, cooler but not cold. 54 on Friday. Little rain late in the day Saturday. 57. Here's cold front number two that has a snow shower with it Sunday morning and a sprinkle in the afternoon. Highs up to 47. Cold front number three Sunday night, Monday morning, another snow shower around, and we won't get out of the 30s for temperatures on Monday and to the 40s for highs next Tuesday and Wednesday. Colder overnight lows in the 20s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
Thank you, Greg. Well, Hall Brothers Racing is located in, what, Thomasboro with the Raminator? And it was great to visit with Mark Hall in 2020 as we do a best of on Stevie J's show this morning, ESPN 93.5.
I want to drive the Raminator.
You want to take my job?
Mark, can I drive the Raminator? Would you trust me with that? Don't I need like a helicopter rope ladder down to get in that big boy?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Heck, you might be taking my job. Heck, I can't let you do that. Or maybe we should trade jobs for the day. What do you think?
I have a feeling you do far better than I would. Mark Hall, Hall Brothers, Raminator. It's a monster truck. I once, by the way, drove a snow plow in a competition. I hit every cone. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah. Well, maybe were you supposed to be plowing the cones or going around the cones?
Well, there you go. I was actually plowing the cones. That's exactly what I was doing.
See, you were spot on.
That's exactly right. All right, Mark Hall, Hall Brothers, the Raminator, big monster truck. I can see this on Facebook today.
Absolutely. Come and join us. Doing a little virtual tour of the trailers and in the shop here. And we just got back from a big event in Pennsylvania over the weekend, so I kind of give folks a behind-the-scenes look at what we do when we get back. You know, it's kind of cool because, you know, folks can, you know, they see the two-hour show or whatever, and they see the trucks run and everything, but nobody really knows what you do when you get home and see all the work that's involved in that. So we think it'd be kind of cool if we give a little sneak peek of what goes on behind the scenes.
Well, it's big. Tell me how big it is.
Oh, the Raminator, man, that thing's, it's about 10 and a half feet tall.
Hold on, 10
and about 12 feet wide.
So the rim,
1,000 pounds.
Basketball rim up there, I got that part. How long is it?
It stands about 12 and a half feet wide.
Woof.
So that's a big Ram now.
Yeah, it is.
About 2,000 horsepower. So, yeah, it'll get her done.
How much does it weigh?
Almost 11,000.
Ton, 5.5 ton, no biggie. Okay, yeah. So what about gas? How many miles a gallon can I drive to Ohio on that?
Well, you could, but if you wanted to get there next month, you better start today because fuel mileage is not very good. Makes a lot of power, and you could get there in short spurts, and you get there fast, but you got to stop and fuel up a lot. So fuel mileage is not what you get in a new Ram.
I got you. Yeah.
Mark, how do you practice in this thing? I know back in the day, I think I was doing an interview out there in Thomasboro, and I was, you know, supposed to run over this truck. It was just one seat in this thing, and it's crazy. How do you get your practice in?
You know, every so often we'll take them out, and you know, especially if we're like trying something new, you know, you know the new shock setup or new you know suspension setup or something like that. We'll take them out and we'll make a few runs and stuff, but really, for the most part, you know, because in normal times, you know, we're always so busy and the things are out running all the time, you don't really have a whole lot of time to practice. But occasionally, you know, once in a while, we'll set some hills up, we'll build some dirt hills out by the shop here, and whatever it is that we're testing, you know, we'll set it up for that. You know, you know, we want to make some big jumps, we put a big hill out here or whatever. But we don't get a whole lot of practice doing it, but occasionally we do. You know, just set up jumps and just kind of simulate, a show that we would be doing.
How many years you been doing this thing?
This is our 33rd year.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Do you ever get to the point where you're just ready to drive a Prius?
No, heck no.
Just checking.
I wouldn't know what to do. You know, I got to be honest. If somebody would have told me all those years ago that we would still be doing this after all these years, and I'd have never believed them. But you know, we've had a lot of fun. It's been a great ride, and I got to, you know, my mom, she always used to remind me. She says, you know, in all those years you've been doing this, you've got to go to a lot of neat places and meet a lot of neat people, all because of that truck with those big silly tires on it. And she's right. You know? I've been very, very fortunate.
I'm probably not going to PDR and finding your truck tire, right?
No.
Checking.
You have a Guinness World Record?
Yeah, we did that a couple years ago. You know, Ram got involved and he said, let's go set a record, you know. And we thought, well, you know, we're hardcore racers, you know. I'm a hardcore racer. All of us here at Hall Brothers, mm-hmm. we're hardcore racers. And so we thought, well, let's go after the speed record. Let's try that. We never tried to go as fast as it would go before. So we made a few adjustments that we thought would work pretty slick, and we went out there and made some runs, and we found out real fast that it was pretty easy to go like 70 miles an hour, pretty easy. You know, all the trucks do that pretty easy. But to go from 70 to almost 100, that takes a little doing something. So it was very important for us that we didn't want to change the truck up and make it basically something that's not. You know, we didn't want to take gears out and take drive shafts out and all that thing. We wanted to make sure that the truck was just like it would be at the racetrack. So, you know, we wanted to go out and set this world record, and then if we wanted to go here and smash some cars, we could do it, you know. So that was important to us. So we made a few gearing changes, which is common, you know, for whatever setup you're doing, whatever track you're running on. And we made some runs, and we tuned her up, and Tim put the super tune on it there, and we went after it. And yeah, when we were testing, we ran 104. So we was pretty excited about that. And then we went to Circuits of America down in Texas, and we set the track up there, and we had a lady from the Guinness Book there, and we set up like a speed trap, and we made some runs. The first run, we broke the record. The area we have is a little bit shorter than what we tested on, so we made a run, we broke the record, made two more runs, and stepped up a little bit more, and we ended up running 99.1 miles an hour. So
nice.
I was pretty excited about that. That's pretty cool.
Good job, Mark.
Why yeah. I'm playing the Top Gun theme.
There you go. The need for speed.
There you go.
I'm seeing you right now, the motorcycle and runway like the movie.
That's right.
You're
Tom Cruise.
You just look just like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I got my shades on there, I look just like him.
Noon today on Facebook, I look up Raminator.
Yep. Yeah, Hall Brothers Racing.
Excellent.
Yep.
make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for Early Childhood Education, March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
Aw, great to hear Reese Hogan's voice. She celebrated her birthday yesterday. One of our U of I students that's part of our team here at Stevie J Broadcasting. Hope the day's going well for you. Boy, we can't complain about the weather. Your forecast is coming up. Fox Business Minute is something we hit at 20 after. And when it comes to the Big Ten tournament, it starts tonight. May I suggest watching with other fans at Pia's? Have you got some brackets for the Big Ten tournament? I don't know. Anyway, we've got Rutgers and Maryland and then Michigan and Penn State. And 5:30 is when things will begin this evening. And, of course, our number 13 Illini in action Friday at 5:30. Ohio State and Iowa in Minneapolis. When it comes to the Big Ten honors, at first Big Ten team, Marcus Stomask, also AP Newcomer of the Year. Terrence Shannon Jr. was picked. We also got some kudos going out to Coleman Hawkins, Quincy Guerrier, for instance, got the Sportsmanship Award. So we're just so happy about our Illini and hope they do well in the Big Ten tournament and play all throughout. Then, of course, Selection Sunday is coming up on St. Patrick's Day. And that should be great, too. Indiana State beat our Illinois baseball team. That final was 7-6. Illinois women's softball in action at Eichelberger Field with a doubleheader. That starts at 1 against Missouri. When it comes to the golf team, we were in a field of 14 down in Alabama. And after round 3, we finished 8th. Parkland softball, Parkland baseball, winners. On ice last night, Blackhawks over Anaheim 7-2. The Kings are taking on the St. Louis Blues this evening. On to the NBA. The Pacers beat Oklahoma City 121-111. The Bulls in action against the Pacers at 6:30 tonight. So that does it for sports. I'm Diane Ducey. Got Greg's forecast right now, and it's brought to you by the Urbana Park District. If you're looking for a great seasonal or part-time or full-time job, operations, aquatics, camps, community events, all kinds of opportunities for you as you hit up urbanaparks.org. Greg Soyer's weather forecast looks great.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for your Central Illinois Champaign event. And this Saturday, a couple of days worth of mild weather to linger on. Otherwise, it's a Canadian cold front on the move and will drop temperatures down to cooler levels, not necessarily cold by week's end. Secondary, even a third type feature of the maps and charts has a fair amount of cold air with it. Wouldn't be surprised to generate a little snow shower flare activity at some point late in the weekend, early next week as well. Chilly weather expected here for much of next week. Up to 71 today, maybe a sprinkle or two coming along this morning, and a stray shower this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, gusty south wind, 56 the low tonight, with a couple of showers and thunderstorms around before midnight, widespread after midnight. Tomorrow, breezy, mild, some shower thunderstorm activity diminishing in the morning, refiring the afternoon. Tomorrow, the highs near 70, showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night, bottoming out at 45, mostly cloudy, cooler for the day, and Friday, the high to about 54, a little bit of light rain late Saturday, a couple of snow showers and flurries early Sunday and Monday, high temperatures in the 40s by Sunday. For Steve, TVJ Broadcasting. I'm Peter Ultras, Greg Solier.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Thank you, Jim. Always looking for jobs and various opportunities. The Regional Planning Commission in Rantoul tomorrow as you have an opportunity to work with kids. It's 8:20 here at ESPN 93.5. The temperature outside at 48 with our Fox Business Minute.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dollar Tree plans to close approximately 600 underperforming Family Dollar stores in the first half of this year. An additional 370 Family Dollar locations will be closed as the store leases expire. The company acquired the Family Dollar locations in 2015. Dollar Tree sales were up more than 6% in the recent quarter, while Family Dollar sales declined by 1%. Chief Financial Officer Jeff Davis says the company overall continues to execute at a high level. Dollar Tree opened 219 new stores in the recent quarter, 641 in the full year. Amazon's pharmacy will be delivering injectable weight loss medications for Eli Lilly. Lilly Direct will link people with telehealth services. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for early childhood education March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
ESPN 93.5, happy to welcome author of the book, Chicken Little, The Sky Isn't Falling. A social worker who provides practice or private practice in New York City over 30 years, Erica Commissar. How are you, Erica?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on today.
These days, you shall always be employed. You have three adolescent children. They're thinking, can I come out from under the coffee table now? I mean, we are freaking the kids out. Tell me about your book. I love the title. Why did you write it?
Well, I wrote it because there's so much suffering right now in adolescence, and we know that adolescence is longer than we have known in the past. It's 9 to 25, and there's a lot of depression and anxiety, and there's a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation about those conditions, and the fact that parents have a great deal of influence over whether their children become emotionally secure, resilient to stress, and resilient in general in the future, and that parents have a great influence. So I write books to really empower parents to help their children.
How do you know how your kiddo is doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the book, each chapter describes a different set of issues that parents might face, and what we look for is not if a child is having a bad day or a bad moment. You know, we can always have a day where we feel depressed or a day where we feel anxious. It really has to do with the intensity, and there's a list of symptoms to look for in the book, but also chronicity, meaning how long the symptoms last. And that means if they last more than 2 weeks, then you should be concerned and you should seek help, because what we know is that the sooner that you get help for your child or your adolescent, the easier it is to address those issues.
It's hard to determine when to ask for help. Are they just going through a stage or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that? Or maybe they're mingling with the wrong people. Mm-hmm. How do you help with that, Erica?
Well, some of the issues that I look for and the symptoms that we consider then to be something that you should seek help about are things like sleep issues, social isolation, severe mood changes, any kind of behavior that is concerning to you that is more than just the risk-taking behavior, but maybe, you know, self-destructive behavior. So, you know, there are things, as I say, there are so many symptoms to look for, but these are just a few of the things to look for. And if these symptoms last for more than 2 weeks, then you should seek help. And I would say the most concerning symptom with adolescents is social isolation. Mm-hmm. When they have trouble making friends or keeping friends, then I become concerned.
I think, and again, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, but I think smartphones have been devastating for that age. I think it's the wrong thing. I wish we could go back and just give them the flip phone to call mom.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think it's been more destructive, and more things are going on that phone. Parents don't generally look that way because they're happy, they're calm, they're not mm-hmm. saying it. Mm-hmm. They just do it, and they're addicted. This is a full-blown addiction, Erica. Mm-hmm. You couldn't take that away if you wanted to.
Well, some of it has to do with what's happening to adolescents in terms of their brain development. And in the book, there's a lot of sort of information about brain development, and there's something called asymmetrical brain development, meaning that there's a part of the adolescent's brain that is what we call the threat sensing part of the brain is very active, and the emotional regulation part of the brain is lagging behind in development. And what that means is that adolescents are more sensitive to harsh criticism, comparison to their peers. They're very self-conscious because it's all part of this threat sensing yeah. part of the brain. So you are absolutely right that social media is very, very challenging and dangerous in excess for the adolescent brain.
Practical advice, how do we help the kids with this anxiety, Erica?
Well, as I said, you can do things as parents. One is to be a really good listener. You know, we say God gave us two ears mm-hmm. and one mouth. That means we should listen more than we talk. And not advise your children unless they are asking for advice, but be a really good empathic listener and be non-judgmental. Approach being with them. And when I say being with them, being there, your presence is very important. And what I say in the book is the more you can be around physically as well as emotionally for yeah. your adolescents, the better. Because when the door swings open and their defenses are down and they want to talk to you, if you're not there, the door will close and you have to wait for the door to open again. So being present physically and emotionally as much as possible, being non-judgmental, these are just a few of the things. I mean, the book is filled with things yeah. that parents can do.
What happens if a parent wants to take a pass on all this and just hope it all works out, Erica?
Well, in my experience, if really there's a serious issue, it rarely does just work out. You know, adolescents really are still very dependent on the adults around them to help them to regulate their emotions. They cannot regulate their emotions on their own generally. And so, you know, they really do need their parents still to help to regulate their emotions. And they need other adults like teachers and coaches and therapists. So there is no stigma. The stigma has been taken away from mental health issues during COVID, which is wonderful. It's more accessible than ever. It's accessible digitally and at a lower cost. And so I would say at this point, there's no excuse to really not get help for your child and your adolescent.
Good to hear.
Erica Komisar, K-O-M-I-S-A-R. The book is Chicken Little, The Sky Isn't Falling. Where can people get the book, Erica?
Okay. They can get it at my website, www.komisar.com, and they can read a lot of the other articles and things that I've written, but they can also go on Amazon or any of the online bookstores, and it will be in bookstores as well.
Erica Komisar, thank you for your time. I appreciate the information, and congratulations on your book.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks for it. Having me.
Pleasure.
All right, Chicken Little, The Sky Isn't Falling, Raising Resilient Adolescents in the New Age of Anxiety. Again, you can get more details at Komisar, K-O-M-I-S-A-R.com.
All right, going to check your news and weather. It's coming up.
ESPN 93.5, doing a little best of show today. I'm Diane Ducey. Taxes can be taxing as you rethink tax time with Busey. Their associates are there to help with their expert advice and innovative products and services. And tax day is quickly approaching. The deadline is Tuesday, April 16th. As you avoid costly penalties and keep your money in your pocket, contribute to retirement accounts by April 16th, organize your records. While this won't save you cash, it'll save you time and unnecessary stress. Filing electronically to your pocket to refund faster. So these are all things that you can learn as you talk with some of the people at Busey. The typical taxpayer receives nearly $3,000 as you make your refund this year by paying down bad debt like credit card and private student loans, building savings, retirement, investing accounts, establishing or restoring your emergency fund. All great tips. Tax laws are complex and changing frequently. Get started today with your maximum refund. It's Busey, and they have more details at Busey.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is debating and is expected to vote this morning on a bill that could ban the TikTok social media app over its Chinese ownership.
Lawmakers attended a national security briefing on the Chinese-owned app, all while CEO Xiao Chu met with senators on Capitol Hill. House Republicans, they seem confident that they've got the votes. They'll call for a vote under what's called a suspension of the rules. Now, that does require two-thirds majority to pass versus a simple majority, so it does speed up the process.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. The bill's future in the Senate is unclear. An ally of a Russian opposition leader is attacked in Lithuania.
Leonid Volkov was the top strategist for Alexei Navalny, the critic of Vladimir Putin, who died last month. Police say an assailant smashed his car window, sprayed tear gas into his eyes, and hit him with a hammer. The 43-year-old calling the attack a characteristic bandit greeting from Putin's henchmen.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A bill that targets coal cases under consideration by state lawmakers in Springfield. In the House, they held a hearing into a proposed bill that would let survivors ask police to reopen a coal case if nothing has happened in 3 years. State Rep. Cam Buckner says his bill would help survivors cut through the frustration left behind when a case grows cold. Former member of the Super Bowl champ Giants in 2012 and most recently linebackers coach for Virginia, Clint Sintem has joined the Illinois coaching staff. He'll take over as outside linebackers coach pending approval by the University of Illinois Board of Trustees meeting next month. He'll succeed Charlie Bullen. The Muhammad Polar Plunge held at the Lake of the Woods, raising over $72,000 with 239 plungers taking the frigid dip into the Lake of the Woods. Your support in providing free year-round sports competitions, trainings, leadership opportunities, and family fun events to the athletes of Special Olympics Illinois Region 1 is invaluable. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
8:32, this weather forecast is fantastic. It's brought to you by Kurt Lenshaw at State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana is Saturday. Couple of days worth of mild weather lingering on, and then changes ahead by week's end. Back into cooler, not necessarily colder weather for Friday into Saturday, but there are signs of two more cold fronts, almost of a mid or late winter persuasion. Can't rule out a couple of flakes around, and temperatures by Tuesday may be hard-pressed, if not Monday, to get out of the 30s around the area. So colder days are ahead. Not today, though, 71. Partly sunny sky. Might be a sprinkle coming along this morning, and maybe an isolated shower late this afternoon. South wind 12 to 24 and gusty. 56 tonight. Shower thunderstorm around this evening. Widespread after midnight. For the day tomorrow, breezy, mild, variably cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms kind of petering out in the morning, refiring into the early afternoon, and a high close to 70. Maybe dropping a bit later in the day on south-southwesterly winds. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. We've got about cooler at around 45. Mostly cloudy, cooler Friday. The high about 54. For Stevie J, broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Coppola. ESPN 93.5. Very happy and honored to talk to Miss South Dakota 1997. That's right, Chantel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you went to Miss America.
Oh my, you've done your research.
Yeah. Well, when we have big celebrities on, we want to do our research, right? She's now the Miss America CEO and chair of the board. It's Chantel Krebs. And phone home ET. I mean, we're connected, Miss America. My daughter Grace was Miss Illinois preteen, Miss Illinois teen, Miss Illinois, went to the 2019 Miss America, the last class to be in Atlantic City. And of course, Carrie Wentel was Miss South Dakota. Grace has joined us from Dayton. How are you, Grace?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
This is Chantel, and we're all buddies because Carrie from Nashville, our friend. Unbelievable. It's crazy, Chantel.
Small world.
Connect us.
Small world. And is Carrie Wentel one of your best friends now, Grace?
To this day, I talk to her probably 3 times a week on the phone, and I'm visiting her this weekend in Nashville. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, tell her hello for me. I just got to see her at Miss America, and so she attended, kind of a reunion there. But nonetheless, this is how Miss America truly works. It's that networking, building, and then maintaining those friendships, because friendships are, truly a very important part of our program. We run on volunteers, as you well know. But beyond that, it's connections for jobs, professional development and education development. That is what the Miss America program is all about.
All right. There's this thing we wanted to touch on this morning, Chantel, is that teen girls and TikTok and social media in general, anxious, overwhelmed, they want to get likes. They're putting inappropriate, sexy things out there that are there forever. What is it about the self-image of young girls today, Chantel, that has to get that vindication that they're enough?
I think it's just truly a social media addiction, and that's what it is that people or young ladies feel that it's attached to appearance, and we all know that. That's what the Miss America organization specifically changed these past few years, is we no longer judge on physical appearance, because that's what the world looks at on social media. And young ladies, especially in teens, mental health is worsening, depression, anxiety, and there's a 51% increase in suicide attempts in teen girls. That's what's happening, and quite frankly, women or young ladies or girls think they have to be judged on their body. And we're partnered with a new program. It's called Sane Solutions, and it focuses on the performance and how you feel your body rather than appearance. And until we change that, and what we mean is to say science, this program by Sane Solutions talks about how eating correctly will make you feel better, your brains, your stress level, how you think and feel, and then how you can actually change the world by making an impact. And we know that because Grace and Carrie and all of our former state title holders, they had social impact initiatives. It's about causes. They should be putting that on TikTok on how they've made an impact in their community versus how people are judging on their bodies. And that's the last thing we need. So shifting that mindset as parents and our guardians and leadership, that's what has to get involved, is that we have to think about how can we have young ladies talk about how they can impact their world, society, make changes and differences, like the Miss America organization's done. We removed swimsuit. We removed the judging from physical appearance. And that's truly what it is. It's evidence-based body positivity, that Sane Solution and Jonathan Baylor, which, again, it's backed by Harvard Medicine and Harvard doctors. It was a movie, bettermovie.com. Check it out. It talks about how you will feel better and how you can impact your stress level, your brain, and how you think and feel. And that's exactly what we're doing with the Miss America program, is shifting that away from the physical appearance. And Grace, you know that just as best as I do.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The year that I competed at state, the day before I was competing in swimsuit, it was announced that there was no longer going to be swimsuit, which is obviously such a shift in mindset at that point. But then it's also, you recognize that the entire criteria of who Miss America is shifting, and what they're looking for in Miss America, which is such an interesting thing. It is really crazy, though, being a state title holder, a local title holder, how much worth you see in a like. You see that as, I feel like people hide behind screens so much, as you said, a social media addiction. And we've become so hidden behind those screens that every like is a validation that we've been seen in some way. So it is that battle of recognizing the validation of, hey, we're getting the right publicity, we're being seen enough, but also we're shifting the content that we're portraying in order to get those likes, this impact over trying to impress someone with your body.
You're absolutely right. And truly, with the Miss America organization and just whether it be businesses across the country, empowering the next generation of female leaders is going to be based on a modern wellness platform. It's Miss America is committed to being inclusive to ensure everybody and everybody, would I say that, everybody can achieve greatness as they pursue their missions in the world, rather than greatness being defined by their physical appearance. And you're exactly right, Grace. It's about how you've made a difference in society. Look at what you're doing and committed to your social impact initiative and women across the country. That's what the shift in focus needs to be. Now, how do we do that? It's, again, taking that likes away. I mean, that's really what should happen. But why are we liking things? I remember when, you know, I didn't have social media growing up. You know, you didn't know if you're liked or not liked, so to speak, based on a video. So you had to, you know, just go and just make sure that how you present yourself and you talk and how you have respect for others. Those are all those basic things in life that you learn with the Miss America program. But truly, let's get back to social media addiction. It's so difficult for young ladies. And with the increase in suicide attempts, it's, again, making sure that we, as a culture, have to remove that image of a physical appearance for young ladies, for teens, for women in general. You know, you don't see men getting judged on physical appearance at all, and that's why the Miss America organization has shifted that away, and our partnership with Jonathan Baylor in the same solution is seeing the existing science shows us that foods we eat have a major impact on our brain. So it's different. Grace, what you eat is going to be different than me and how I fuel my body and how I perform. And that's what's important is, like, look, get to know your body and what makes you perform well to be able to go out and make a difference in society, to do well at your job, to do well in tests and education path or whatever it may be that you're doing today, or being a mom. You know, that's just right. That's the difficulties of life.
I mean, it's amazing, too, how much you're preparing these women to be catalysts of change to this degree. I mean, this is such a downstream, this is where social media is heading, even more provocative than it is now, and how our society is changing. But the Miss America organization is challenging what is common in social media right now, and that just shows the caliber of the women in this organization, that they're not afraid to be the catalyst of change, even when society is going opposite direction.
Yes, and that's why we encourage other young ladies and teens to get involved. Go to MissAmerica.org and check it out. But again, first time ever, Miss America is partnering with a science-based and back nutrition with Harvard medical doctors to talk about modern wellness. It's not how you look, it's how you feel, it's how you perform. It's about optimal health rather than physical appearance. And that hopefully will change that mindset with our teens or that social media addiction that is out there. So, Grace, we appreciate what you continue to do in the program and as far as volunteering. And that's what this whole, you know, Miss America organization is about, is the volunteering and giving back. And hopefully our social media will see that. Follow us on social media and you'll see that our candidates are talking about what they do and what their education paths are and how much scholarships. I mean, we give $5 million away in scholarships. Let's follow us on that social media and see how many likes we get on that. We get thousands of likes when we talk about our education, our career, and our social impact initiatives. So you don't need to talk about your physical appearance, because when you talk about changing America and changing your society and your communities, you still get a ton of likes.
Chantel and Grace, could you come back and talk for like an hour? My ratings are spiking.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what I need. Intelligent women like you both to be on and just talk about this. This is such a critical area of mental health, young women, and the addiction of social media. It's so critical. Chantel, I know you probably have to go, but Grace, thank you for joining us from Dayton. Really appreciate it. Chantel Krebs, K-R-E-B-S, MissAmerica.org. We can find out everything.
You betcha. And Grace, tell Carrie from South Dakota hello for me. And thank you.
Of course. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, bye-bye now.
Thank you so much, my daughter Grace in Dayton and Chantel Krebs from South Dakota this morning. She's Miss America CEO and chairman of the board, chairwoman of the board.
What
chair
a great
of the board.
Conversation about their modern wellness platform. And science-based nutrition is the way we're going. The food we eat impacting our brains. Lots of notes taken down here.
Well, there's so many issues here. If they talk, and here's the reality. If you talk about, you know, what I'm doing with, you know, to trying to impact young women and do the things that are right and make good choices. Three likes. If you show somebody in a bra that's got one down the shoulder, I mean, it's just gotten too crazy.
Yep.
You can't do this on a strip joint.
I know.
It's supposed to, you know, do things like this, tell women that they're valuable and they're loved and all these other things.
Right.
And they're good enough. And you don't have to look like the stupid magazine cover. That's not reality. That's 2% of people. 2% of people look anorexic.
Right.
That's kind of it. And so that's good in the fashion world. Oh, thin, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then these women chase it. You don't have to.
That's right. It's so unhealthy. And, you know, so many people, when they wear these provocative dresses and things like that, they don't realize the kind of weirdos they're attracting.
Oh, good Lord.
And they can follow them the rest of their life, some image like that.
Those images
on their social media.
They don't go away.
They don't go away.
It's not what you're confident showing. It's what others and the thoughts they have about you that is sick. So don't do that.
That's right.
Don't!
As a matter of fact, I'm part of a panel that's happening at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club for 5th, 6th, and 7th graders. GirlsGoForIt.com for details on what we're doing for the young ladies in our community to empower them and help teach them some leadership skills to navigate these social media challenges that we have these days and really get involved in your community and the volunteerism that Grace had talked about.
Yeah. All right, ESPN 93.5.
Great conversation once again from back in 2022 in February. And I'm Diane Ducey here on ESPN 93.5. We'll be back with some sports headlines coming up next. It's March 13th. That means tomorrow is Pie Day. Get yourself a pizza pie at Jet's Pizza. Mm.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana. If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
The postseason awards have come out for the Big Ten. Marcus Stomask on the list, along with Terrence Shannon Jr. on the first team, averaging 21.6 points a game. Awesome. We had a sportsmanship award for Quincy Guerrier, Coleman Hawkins, honorable mention. We have our team ready to go. Number 13, Illinois, taking on Ohio State or Iowa, Friday at 5:30 in Minneapolis. I encourage you to watch with other fans at Pia's. Always great on a Friday afternoon anyway. And I always find some Cubs fans in Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, gearing up for the start of the season on March 28th for the Cubs taking on the Texas Rangers. We also have the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5, March 28th, taking on the LA Dodgers. Looking forward to that. Reach out on social media if you need us. I'm at Diane.Ducey at sjbroadcasting.com if you want to send a note about how to get your company involved in some of our Major League Baseball, all of 162 games starting on March 28th. Looking forward to that. Speaking of baseball, Indiana State came from behind to beat our Illini 7-6 yesterday. Illinois softball, the women's team in action against Missouri at Eichelberger Field for a doubleheader. First game starts at 1. The weather looks great for that. All the best. We also had the golf team in action after round 3, finishing 8th in the 14-team field in Alabama yesterday. When it comes to professional sports, we have NBA action with the Pacers beating Oklahoma City 121-111. They'll be facing the Bulls at 6:30 tonight on ice. The Blackhawks over Anaheim 7-2. LA Kings and St. Louis Blues in action this evening. 8:50. Diane Ducey on ESPN 93.5.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
You know, I found a clip from Brett Bielmo when he was first coming to town, getting his footing. I thought this was interesting. We got the spring football game coming up on April 20th. Let's relive this couple of minutes of a chat with our football coach, Brett Bielmo.
It's kind of been fun. My wife and I have obviously loved Champaign since coming here, but we broke ground literally, February, March, of last year, and you know, the current state the world we're in, right, just delays everything going on. So last night, usually Monday is one of your grinded days, get here really early and stay really late, but about 6:30 I snuck out for about 45 minutes and was able to put my girls down to bed and to hear their reaction. My three-year-old was first night in a big bed, so she was pretty pumped, and awesome. My wife had bought her a little pink pillow that she thought she should take to show and tell today. I don't think Mama's gonna let that happen, but to see that reaction, it's because I put her down. She goes, "Wait, Dad, like I get to sleep here tomorrow night too." I'm like, "Yeah, baby, awesome. Every night for a long time."
That's awesome.
Is Briella back to school then, or how's that working?
Yeah, she started kindergarten. I think it's take place in that, but they had their first day of kindergarten last week, so.
Oh, yeah, I bet Jen was a hot mess. I bet she was
crying. He'd be crying on that one.
Dad was a hot mess for sex. Like, I didn't see it live, but I felt like I was there. So, yeah, pretty cool environment.
Well, I'm telling you what, it's a big deal when Brett Bielma builds a house like that. Because, again, I'm just saying, I've seen this. You're going to be the hot guy. And then we're all going to talk about that. And then but you built a big house, man. You can't take your babies out of that house. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm just trying to win a game on Saturday.
I got you. I understand.
And, Coach, I wanted to ask, during the training camp and things like that, you had a talent show. That really brought the football players together, I'll bet, huh?
You know, Diane, it's kind of a, you know, it's just how the world has changed, right? I remember when I was a freshman, there was kind of like hazing that took place, right? And that's kind of gone by the wayside. You don't want to do anything of that nature. So one of the things that has kind of evolved over the last probably 10, 12 years is we call it the Freshman Talent Show, and they really play to the crowd. We've had everything from a singing. Matt Bailey came in and knocked out a song. We had a couple guys get up and do impersonations. We had a Conor McGregor show up through Joey Okla that was very entertaining. It's just fun to see their personalities, their demeanor, and had some really bad jokes. I think they all, you know, all those freshmen just go Google up badghost.com and tell them, because they are absolutely awful, some of them. But it's a great environment for us to kind of build off of.
I love the sound of the chemistry.
Nice. Go Illini. That was the clip from 2022 with Coach Brett Bielema. We love checking in with our coaches here on ESPN 93.5. And again, the spring game will be coming our way on April 20th. Looking forward to that. I had the pleasure of talking with Eddie Clare from Paul's Machine, 605 North Sycamore in Villa Grove is where they're located. If you're looking for above average pay and some company bonus, maybe 2 weeks paid vacation, health, vision, dental, 401k with a match, tuition reimbursement. This is all part of Paul's looking for experienced fabricators and millwrights to join their team on the first and second shifts. Of course, equal opportunity employer, and you can just reach out if you're interested, paulsmachine.com. In fact, I found the sound file right here. We'll get to the weather next.
This is Eddie Clare, president of Paul's. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Paul's is looking for experienced fabricators and millwrights to join our team on both first and second shifts. We have a great benefit package, including 2 weeks of paid vacation from day one, a company bonus, health, vision, dental for you and for your family, a 401k with a match. We also offer tuition reimbursement and on-the-job training programs for less experienced fabricators and millwrights. Let Paul's create big possibilities for you, your career, and your life. Apply online at paulsmachine.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, this Saturday. Couple of days worth of mild weather lingering on, and then changes ahead by week's end. Back into cooler, not necessarily colder weather for Friday into Saturday, but there are signs of two more cold fronts, almost of a mid or late winter persuasion. Can't rule out a couple of flakes around, and temperatures by Tuesday may be hard-pressed, if not Monday, to get out of the 30s around the area. So colder days are ahead. Not today, though, 71. Partly sunny sky. Might be a sprinkle coming along this morning, and maybe an isolated shower late this afternoon. South wind 12 to 24 and gusty. 56 tonight. Shower thunderstorm around this evening. Widespread after midnight. For the day tomorrow, breezy, mild, variably cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms kind of petering out in the morning, refiring into the early afternoon, and a high close to 70. Maybe dropping a bit later in the day on south-southwesterly winds. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. We've got about cooler at around 45. Mostly cloudy, cooler Friday. The high about 54. For Steve AJ, broadcasting guy, meteorologist Greg Solge.
Just a wonderful forecast today. I hope you can get some stuff done, and I'm so glad you got us on here at ESPN 93.5, where the temperature is at 50.
This is State Representative Adam Niemer coming to you with an important message. Far-left special interest groups are targeting me because I am standing up for you. I was removed from the ballot over a clerical error, just like what they're trying to do to President Trump, and like him, I'll never surrender. I am pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Second Amendment. I am proud to be one of seven to vote against allowing illegals to become police officers. I am in the fight of my life, and I need your help. Please write me in, Adam Niemer, for State Representative in the 102nd District on your primary ballot. Paid for by committee to elect Adam Niemer.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Your spring cleaning can make a big difference, and not just in your own home. As you declutter this spring, please consider donating to the Habitat Restore, located at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. The Restore is happy to take your gently used furniture, tools, home decor, appliances, and more to help fund Habitat's mission to build affordable homes with local families in need of safe and decent housing. Drop off your items during business hours, or for qualifying donations, schedule a free pickup by calling 217-359-0507. The Restore is happy to take your gently used furniture to help fund Habitat's mission to build affordable homes with local families in need of safe and decent housing. Drop your items off during business hours, or for qualifying donations, schedule a free pickup by calling 217-359-0507 or complete the form on our website at cuhabitat.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.